What's going on, guys? I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you're Awoke with Anthony. These next guests of mine are so amazing. They're doctors of chiropractic, and they're the first doctors on this show. So you know it's going to be a good one. And, you know, we're just going to dive into a bunch of different things. But I know you guys are going to love them. Sorry for the audio, you know, this whole social distancing thing, but they come in clear and you guys are going to love them. Guys, I want you to give it up for my friends, yours hopefully in the future, Dr. Abba and Julia Boutros. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go from here. All right, I was just asking you guys about the new studies that you were doing. Can you just elaborate on some of that stuff going on?
Yeah, of course. So a lot of people tend to think that when you go visit a chiropractor, the only thing you're getting is basically a crack to the back, a crack to the neck, and you're out the door, which is what a lot of more outdated, old-school chiropractors do. But the newest research and studies, and especially, like, the things we see with our patients every day is that you have to have three important structures when treating a patient. You have to address the soft tissue, which is the muscular system. You have to address the skeletal issue, which are all the joints and the bones. And you have to address the exercise and the rehab, because you have to know exactly how that person is moving, their lifestyle. Are they a construction worker? Are they a teacher? Are they working at a desk 24/7? There's different biomechanical factors that play into everybody's daily lifestyle that we prescribe specific exercises and rehab for to get them better. The soft tissue treatments and the adjustments help facilitate more mobility to that person's spine, which allows better movement, more range of motion. And then the exercise and the strengthening part of it allows stability, which helps lay the foundation for better movement and overall health.
Yeah. Awesome. That's super in depth. Now, as far as now, you were saying that, like, do you guys actually provide the programs and the strength training and stuff like for the patients?
Yeah. So I'll basically run you through kind of like a new patient that walks into our office. They walk into our office and they have a complaint of pain somewhere in their body. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about kind of when the pain started, where exactly it hurts, what kind of aggravates it, and what makes it better that they've noticed on their own. The next thing I'm going to do is kind of dive deeper into their lifestyle. What are you doing throughout your day? What is your diet like? Because diet is very important with inflammatory markers, inflammation, and that allows hydration for the muscles as well too, and everything like that. After we consult them with that, we perform an examination. Our examination consists of orthopedic testing, reflexes, neurological testing, and then we do something different that most chiropractors don't, which is functional movement examination. Basically, we take the patient through a functional movement assessment, see where their limitations are, and then we break down from those limitations that we find, and we see, are they a motor control response, which means something's wrong from the brain to the muscle, or is it more of a stability muscular, like more physical response, which is basically a muscle spasm or a joint is locked. And then based off that, we basically render how we're going to go ahead and treat them, and then develop that specific exercise rehab plan to get them back on track. Because our goal here, and the reason why Dr. Julia and I built this practice up from the ground up, was we want to teach patients how to take care of themselves. We don't want them depending on us for the rest of their life. I know, this sounds like a stupid business model. You don't want your patients to come in your office. But what we really care about is helping people take care of themselves on their own. Because you know me, when I was in high school, I was skinny. I didn't lift a weight in my life. And I had so many problems, and I learned on my own how to take care of myself. And that's what led me down the journey of going through chiropractic school, was learning the body and even more in depth and learning how to take care of people with so many different conditions.
Dude, that's so awesome. And it's like, it's almost like refreshing to hear, because, you know, everybody, you know, it just seems like, you know, the actual model is to get you in there so, you know, they can bleed you dry and, you know, almost like a, you know, handing you like a pharmaceutical that you have to take for the rest of your life, you know?
Exactly. So, you walk into most chiropractic offices nowadays, especially here in South Florida, where it's very car accident, like, focused.
Yeah.
Pretty much every chiropractic office you walk in here, they're treating car accidents, and that's all they care about because they want your insurance benefits. However, we're more sports-based. We're more patient-based. We care about the actual individual patient.
Treat the whole body.
Exactly. Yeah. We want that patient being able to do what they love to do at 100%. Mm-hmm. Our goal, my goal for every patient that walks through this door is to make sure they're able to move at 80 years old. Like, if I have a little old lady with back pain coming through my door right now, I'm not just going to sit her down on a table, rub her back with some Biofreeze and throw on some stim pads and call it a day. No, I'm going to make her deadlift. I'm going to make her move. I'm going to show her that she can actually move because her body is stronger than what she actually thinks it is.
Dude, that is super awesome and so refreshing to hear. I did catch one thing. You talked about the like the inflammatory markers, and that's something that sort of really has me like tuned in, and actually, you know, I've been going back and forth for the last like maybe like couple weeks from carnivore and like a keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I've noticed like significant changes. And so can you like elaborate more on the, you know, some of those inflammatory foods or, you know, like why, inflammatory foods are like bad for you?
Yeah, sure. And the first thing I like to say is I am not a registered dietitian. I do have some knowledge in nutrition from my schooling and through our doctorate program. We focus a lot on nutrition rather than pharmacology and stuff like that. But basically, I'm just going to break it down to the basics of it. Inflammation is basically the cause of disease. It's every disease you find, you'll find inflammation associated with it.
100%.
So, decreasing your inflammatory foods and stuff like that, anything processed, get out of your diet, fast food, stuff like that. I'm not telling you to go cold turkey. You know, I enjoy my Chick-fil-A sandwich here and there. I sneak away from Julia at night and I go to Wendy's. She has no idea. She just found out. But you want more anti-inflammatory foods. You want to eat your vegetables. You want to drink your water. You know, you want to keep moving. Motion is lotion, and that's what I tell every patient. And nutrition is such a huge aspect of that, because if you don't have the proper nutrition to sustain your body and sustain your lifestyle, you're just going to ask for more problems later down the road.
For sure. Well said. Well said. Yeah, I've been diving a little bit into just like all the inflammatory stuff. And I mean, it's pretty much like the cause of all the, you know, basically any kind of chronic disease. And that just, you know, I felt like, you know, because just like you being in your field, you know, I know you're not like a dietitian or nutritionist, but, you know, like that's like super important to know. And I just like, you know, wanted some of them to like gather some of that, you know, just information, you know?
Of course, of course. And we work with our patients here. We kind of try to figure out what's going on with their diet. And it's more of a lifestyle base, because we do have patients here that come in that, you know, want weight loss and want stuff like that. And our primary goal as chiropractors, we're here to understand exactly what's going on, to differentiate an internal issue versus an external issue, like a physical or a physiological, and being able to refer that patient out to the appropriate provider to get better care. That's all it is. We are a portal of entry healthcare physicians. And if a patient is here, let's say they have diabetes, they have autoimmune disorders and stuff like that, I'm not going to go ahead and say, I know everything in the world and I'm going to tell you exactly what to eat and stuff, because that's wrong. That's just like wrong by ethically what I'm doing. It's morally wrong too, because you're doing a disservice to that patient to give them false information that you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we work with registered dietitians. We work with nutritionists. We work with medical doctors. Mm-hmm. We work with all aspects of healthcare to give that patient coverage for health.
Dude, and that's super, like that's super important. And I know a lot of, because especially like with like just with your industry, just with your industry. Like I know a lot of like a lot of the reviews I see are, you know, mostly it's because a lot of those guys are like, you know, practicing like, you know, their practices are like morally wrong, you know, and just like it's not so ethically responsible. And, you know, like to hear you guys like just talk about, you know, like why you created your business and, you know, like your motto for doing things, like I'm sure like a lot of people are really gonna just gravitate to that because like you guys are doing something that seems to be out of the norm in your industry.
Yeah. And there's a huge change in our profession happening. It's happening within the schools. It's happening within our fellow colleagues and stuff. The old timers are being pushed out of the profession. They're retiring, and the new students and the knowledge that we're learning in school now is beyond what any of them could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
We're getting more nutrition. We are getting more biomechanical assessments. We are learning more musculoskeletal exercises and rehab to be able to take care of the patient.
Mm-hmm. It's important to all work together as physicians and not to like shame any clinician either.
A lot of chiropractors tend to think that chiropractic is the way, it's the cure to everything, and that's not the case. True. There's no evidence to support that.
Yeah.
And you got to go with what the research says and what happens with the patient. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's super. That's super awesome. Now, another thing I noticed and that I'm getting from certain people just like on other podcasts and, you know, like some of the people that respond to me is the neck cracking thing. I guess what you would call like a cervical neck manipulation. If somebody was to come in and was like super worried about that, like, you know, like, how do you navigate, like, that situation?
So, the first thing I would do is, obviously, I'm never going to touch somebody's neck without performing a proper exam and taking a proper history.
Yeah.
That is the number one step to not only give that patient the best care, but to make sure everything you're about to give them is safe for them. Mm-hmm. Neck manipulations are completely safe if they are done properly and at the right time and at the right given moment. Not just anybody can come in and just get their neck cracked and just walk out the door. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot of concern out there, especially in social media and stuff, that chiropractors cause strokes. And they actually did a huge study. It's called the Cassidy Study. It came out of Canada. And they found out that you have a higher chance of stroking out at a hair salon or at your medical doctor's office than you do at a chiropractor's office. Basically what happens is when people tend to blame chiropractors for having a stroke is that person is already having stroke-like symptoms. It's called vertebral basal artery insufficiency. Basically that artery in your neck is already dissecting, or basically in layman's terms, it has like a hole in it or a little tear. And the symptoms of that are neck pain, headaches, stiffness, fatigue, feeling like just feeling like straight up crap, you know. And we do specific, like, we listen to the arteries, we do specific maneuvers and orthopedic tests to rule out that anything is going on with that artery to provide a more safer adjustment, a more safer atmosphere for that patient.
In regards to a patient being nervous about getting their neck adjusted, we always walk them through the movements, we make sure they're comfortable. So that falls one.
Yeah, adjustments are extremely gentle and they're extremely safe if the person giving that adjustment is knowing what they're doing. That's why we say never try to crack your friend's neck. Yeah. Never try to crack your spouse's neck.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. Like,
even
some medical doctors now and some DOs, they'll go and try to manipulate necks, which are completely in their scope of practice to do. Even PTs do it, but they don't have the training that a chiropractor has. Literally from day one of chiropractic school, we are teaching like each other how to palpate. We're feeling where joints are restricted, exactly how specifically to adjust a certain joint. Because it's not just like you rack them and crack them kind of thing. There's certain ways we got to move joints to allow it to be safe and to be precise.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Now, we sort of talked about a couple of, different things on, you know, like what's good about chiropractic and what is chiropractic. Now if I'm just like somebody and, you know, I'm saying like, oh, you know, like my lower back is constantly bothering me, but you know, I don't know, you know, I'm not really sure what to do, but I, you know, I heard about this chiropractic thing, you know, like, what do you, you know, like, what do you say to somebody like that constantly dealing with like lower back issues and, you know, why a chiropractor would be like, would benefit them?
So the first thing I would say is, how long have they been dealing with that back pain? And most times the answer is, I've been dealing with it for years. So clearly there's something going on biomechanically, the way they're moving, the way they do certain things, the way they lift things up, certain restrictions in the spine, certain restrictions from the muscle itself. If you have an injury, scar tissue built up within a layer called the fascia, which is basically like a glue-like substance between the skin and the muscle that allows the skin to glide over the muscle. There's a lot of restrictions that could be causing that back pain, or it could be something super simple. It could be something like a wallet in your back pocket that throws your hips off, causing a muscle spasm to allow your joints to be all locked up, you know? Or it could be even worse. In the worst case scenario, it could be something internal. That person might have prostate cancer. That person might have kidney stones. So definitely I would say a chiropractor is a great way to go into, because it's a portal entry care provider that does a full examination. And if things don't add up, we do imaging, and then we can even do, lab testing, urinalysis, to see exactly what's going on, to figure out where that pain generator is coming from and exactly how to take care of it or who to send it to take care of it. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, a little off topic, but kind of on topic. I know you guys have, you know, you guys are engaged right now. So congratulations
actually,
to that.
We were actually supposed to be getting married in, what's today, May 14th? Yeah, we're supposed to be getting married May 23rd, but that's not happening anymore because of all this COVID stuff.
Yeah, we had to change our date.
Yeah, we're getting married in September now.
Oh man, May weddings are like the best. It was super hot, you know, don't get me wrong, it was super hot, but like it was still like, you know, it wasn't summer, you know, in September. September down here is, but I wish you guys like all the best. And but how is it, you know, like how is it working with your significant other?
So I'll let Dr. Julia talk about this.
And it's like not even working. Like you guys are like opening a practice, you know, so it's not like, it's not just like working for somebody. Like you guys are like in this together, like building your company.
Honestly, I mean, it matters per couple and everything like that. I mean, me and Abba, we work together well. We believe in the same thing. We treat the same way. So it really helps out that way. Obviously, it's good to make sure when you're transforming and like going home, you cut that off and you know enjoy each other. And,
biggest thing like we talked about is like, you know, setting boundaries. Yeah. The minute we get home, we forget about everything about work.
And then we're constantly
we focus on our relationship and our time.
Our
and then
hobbies,
when we're in the office together, when we're doing certain things, like, Julia will be better at certain things than I will. Like, she is amazing at organizing. She is amazing at talking to patients on the phone, doing referrals, handling, you know, a lot of the office stuff, whereas I am completely unorganized. I am very, like, out there, and she always knows I need to write lists. I don't know how to write a list to save my life. But it works out together. You just got to find out your strengths and your weaknesses. And set your roles.
Yeah, we enjoy each other's company too.
Mm-hmm. That's super awesome. Super cute, guys. So like if you you know, like before we, I know like everybody has like a busy schedule, and before we get going and everything, what's one thing, or no, let's go a list of three. You know, what's three things that, you know, this audience can like take away, like from everything that you guys talked about, and like what's the main thing like that they should be concerned about, like when it comes to, you know, like their health and seeing like a chiropractor?
So three things I would probably elaborate to the audience would probably be: one, movement is medicine. Movement is life. When you're not moving, you are not living. Mm-hmm. And that applies to all aspects of life. I always tell my patients, especially my sedentary patients, that just don't want to exercise, don't want to get up and move. you get depressed. It affects you mentally. Yeah. And then it starts affecting your physiology as well, too.
Yeah.
You know the benefits. I know you know the benefits of exercise. Just exercising helps your endorphins, helps your mood,
yeah.
helps your overall health, helps you sleep better. And what chiropractic allows people to do is we allow people to get out of pain, because a lot of times people stop moving, people stop working out because they have a hurt shoulder. They think squats are bad for their knees. They think deadlifts are bad for their back. And
yeah,
that's just not the case. We want to make sure people understand that movement is medicine and they should be moving the rest of their lives. You look at the difference between an 80-year-old active person versus a 40-year-old sedentary person, and you would be surprised. Their roles should be switched. So I always preach that. That's one of the most important things. And then the second thing I would talk about would probably be, if you have pain, don't just think it's going to go away on its own. Pain is a marker from your body. Your body's trying to tell you that something is wrong. And you should go right ahead, like right away, and see exactly what's going on and take care of it. You know, you don't want to have something going on for the rest of your life. Dr. Julia loves to explain like the analogy of like going to the dentist.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Like, we can't see the spine, so we don't know exactly what's going on. So I always like to say to patients, you go and get your teeth cleaned. Say you have a cavity or something going on like that, you can see it. So you know something's wrong, but you can't see your spine. So that's what me and Abba try to explain to our patients, how important it is for your spine to keep moving and to keep getting those wellness adjustments and so forth.
And the last thing I would probably tell the audience to take away to go home with is just learn how to be happy and appreciate life. You know, life is so short. There's so many things we take for granted. Like, I know I'm taking for granted the gym, because all the gyms are closed right now and I haven't been able to work out the way I used to work out, and it's really been affecting my mood.
For sure.
So, you know, find the different things in life that you enjoy to do and do it. You know, don't overwork yourself. Don't stress yourselves out for no reason. There's so much more to life. Money is not the main goal to everything. Your main goal should be your happiness. And with happiness comes health, and with health comes well-being and financial success and overall success.
Yeah.
And you just gotta make your goal. How can I be a better me? You know, if you have that goal every day you wake up, you'll start seeing that the universe will start putting everything into perspective for you and things just start happening.
Awesome. Well said, the both of you. Well said. I know they're going to appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Before we end this, can you just tell them where to find you guys, like, you know, on social media, as well as just like, you know, where your location is?
Yeah, of course. So we're actually located here in West Palm Beach. We're in between Southern and Forest Hill on Dixie Highway. Our address is 5801 South Dixie Highway, Suite A. You can call us at 561-594-0150. It's our office number. We will pick up. We will talk to you. You're not going to talk to a front desk. You'll straight up talk to both of us.
Yeah.
Which is not common in most doctors' offices.
Yeah. You can also find us on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook. Just look up Palm Beach Spine and Sport.
Our website, too.
Yeah, our website is palmbeachspineandsport.com. And we have all our information there. And we always tell everybody, like, feel free to send us a message, you know, engage with us. We want to engage with the community. Our goal is to make a healthy community.
Yeah.
We're tired of seeing the obesity crisis rise up. We're tired of seeing diseases rise up that there's no need for diseases to be. Like, type 2 diabetes can be reversed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you see a rising trend, especially childhood obesity. It makes me so sad. Like, I understand fat shaming and everything like that, but there's a line to be drawn when it comes to fat shaming and then overall health. Like, there's no reason for a little kid to be that overweight and not being able to move, just sitting at home playing video games all day. You know, like, when we grew up playing outside, you know, like, TPing houses, like, you know, doing stupid things, but staying active.
Every single day, bro.
Exactly. So, definitely, like, we're here to engage with people. We're here to help people, give them, like, you know, health tips, give them things that they can do at home. I know Dr. Julie and I are going to start pumping out more like videos, like little mobility tricks, how to take care of yourself through our social media. Dr. Julia has a huge background in like training and personal training as well too. So she's going to be throwing out like HIIT drills and little routines and stuff like that for people that don't have time to be able to do at home, just so they can stay active, you know?
Awesome. Awesome, guys. And I actually saw a couple of the videos that you guys posted maybe this morning, right?
Yeah, we posted one this morning.
Yeah, super awesome, super engaging. And I mean, that's just, you know, that's just a way like to do it now, you know. And I'm all over and like, you know, my marketing and just like freelance consulting stuff. So that's the way to go. Just like engaging with the audience is like perfect. Guys, I really, really appreciate you guys doing this. And thank you so much.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate you for having us on the show and everything. We're glad to be a part of it. And hopefully soon, if you ever have like any ideas of any other topics and stuff you want to talk about or anything like that, we'll be more than happy to tune in, man.
Appreciate it. And of course, guys, I definitely will be in touch.
Awesome.
Okay, perfect.
All right, guys.
That was it. They told me before we got on camera, guys, that they wanted to be the best. They wanted to flip the industry on its head. And, you know, like you're seeing, you know, like first, like how they're doing that, the way they're going about things. And that, you know, it makes me so grateful to be able to call them like my friends. I've known Abba and Julie, and I know they're cut from the same cloth, and you know, they actually care about the patients. They care about everything that the chiropractic industry is doing, and they're trying to negate the bad, you know, like in their practice. So I love it. I hope you guys gathered so much from it. I know I did. I'm still putting pieces together, and I know I'm going to go back to them for more information, and I'll have that information for you as well. You know, once again, that was Dr. Julia and Abba Boutros. They actually run Palm Beach Spine Sport, and you know, they're just going for it, you know, and they're actually turning the game upside down. They enjoy working together. They love being together. And that means that they're going to love taking care of you, and they're going to put all their passion, because no, you know, they don't have a bunch of, you know, people going around and taking care of that stuff. You know, it's their business, and they're taking care of you guys on their own, you know, face to face. When you go in there, you meet with them. And that's just so refreshing to hear, because, you know, like we all know everything in that world is, you know, super like impersonable, and it's just, you know, like it's not what we like. So I really appreciate them doing that. Guys, go check them out. Once again, that was Palm Beach Spine and Sport, Dr. Abba and Julian Boutros. Guys, I'm your host, Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony. Stay woke, my friend.